Back at Geneseo High School, we're ready to get this game tipped off. 3 minutes and, you know, the big scheme of things doesn't really seem like that big of a deal. But, you know, when you're trying to time out your whole pregame show and have everything worked in by the time you start off for pregame, going 3 minutes early makes a big difference. And the Silver Streaks win the tip wearing the light travel gray with the kind of arrow pattern of the gold facing down. The Streaks go inside to Carter, and he misses a bunny right under the basket. And Cruz Ludwig, the rebound for Geneseo. This Maple Leaf team comes in without having won a game. 0-7 on the year. Silver Streaks trying to snap a six-game losing streak. Set the lineups here in a moment. They get it inside. Can't finish off the shot down low on a miss by Mason Lovig. And Nolan Carl, the rebound to a wide open Ian from the right wing. Dominique misses. The weak side rebound to Easton Steck. Controls it. The kick out. Nolan drives. Teardrop with the right hand too strong. Gino underneath of the rebound. Pulls it back out to the wing, and another opportunity for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg attacking the basket early. Not able to come up with anything out of the gates just yet. Gino on the left wing. Streaks are undermanned tonight with three players not with the team due to illness.
Yeah, it's going to be a night where the rest of the bench is going to have to step up and take onus on themselves and come in and play hard when they come in the game.
Entry pass to Clary. Got fouled from the backside by Jacob Harris, 6'2 senior. And that's the first foul of the game, just 1:09 in. You heard Coach, well, I don't know, maybe we didn't hear Coach Chad Thompson. He said in the pregame, maybe that was part of the interview we had to cut short, that for what Geneseo has, he said they really make you play through them. They wall up very well defensively, Carter. And there's that drop step by Carter to the right, and he banks it up and in from the right side, and Galesburg gets the first basket at 2-0.
Good start for the Streaks. Got a couple layups here, a couple wide open threes.
And Geneseo answers with a three Brickley at the other end by freshman Landon Nordstrom, and it's 3-2 Maple Leafs as Geneseo broke the Galesburg press and got a wide open look on the left wing. Now Gino up top, around his man Couture, down the lane, nice, and a layup Gino finger roll off the backboard.
It's good for Gino to get off to a good start. He's had a couple slow starts lately.
Coach Thompson said in the pregame, the message to Gino is do that. You helped rally the team back in the fourth quarter at Burlington on Tuesday night. Do that from the get-go. Here's a throw into the backcourt.
Uh-oh.
Easton, show turn!
And a two-handed jam.
Got the open court turnover that the Streaks hope to make a lot of here tonight, and it's 6-3 on an emphatic dunk by Steck.
Streaks doing a good job of speeding them up here early.
Got the press, broke it into the corner, missed three by Ludwig. Carter bats the rebound to himself, and a quick jumper at the other end down the lane, and the Streaks get fouled and going right to the free throw line. So the up-tempo strategy evident early. A foul on Lonnie Couture, a 5'7 junior. Jacob Harris, 6'2 senior. Cruz Ludwig, a 6-foot sophomore. Mason Lovig, a 5'10 senior. We remember him from last year. And then the freshman, as we already talked about, Landon Nordstrom, who hit a three early in the game for Geneseo's only points. Nolan Carl driving, gets to the free throw line, but misses the first. For the Silver Streak, Carl is the only change in the starting lineup. Among the three players not here, Jace Keith, who's usually in the lineup.
There you go, Nolan.
Nolan hits the second one, 7-3, Galesburg by four. Aiden Almaguer also not with the team, along with the Streak Zone freshman, Jackson Cox-Sibbing. Here's a press in the backcourt, and the ball batted out of bounds on a trap on the far side against Nordstrom. Streaks touched it last, though.
It was a good trap there by Ian and Easton there. Got him right in the corner where we wanted him. Just knocked it out of bounds.
64-36, Galesburg freshman won here tonight. Geneseo without any sophomores to speak of in terms of putting a team together. So the only option was for a freshman game tonight, and the Streaks program looked good.
Yeah, freshman played well tonight.
Here early, it's a 7-3 start for the varsity, and now Nolan coming out high, collides with Mason Lovig out near the center circle, and Nolan picks up his first foul. Game of the night in the Western Big Six Conference in the Quad Cities, Wharton Fieldhouse. There may not be a seat available with undefeated Quincy in town tonight.
Yeah, I'm sure that place is packed tonight.
So Sam Satiski is with us here again tonight. We'll hear from him at halftime, and he's keeping an eye on that game, and will be providing us updates to provide to you, our listeners, here tonight. Here, the varsity for the Silver Streaks leading 7-3 early. Going around Steck, Harris drives a kick out, extra pass out to the wing, and the free is off the mark by Lovig. Ball batted around. Geneseo had a hand on it, and they do control with Ludwig. Another three from the right wing is good for Couture, and that pulls Geneseo within one at 7-6. Very aggressive and good stick-to-itiveness by Geneseo on the offensive rebound.
Yeah, Streaks just missed a couple steals there.
Gino drives. Can't hit the shot to go through the front of the rim. Oh, Carter chases Carter. Down the rebound on the far side. Right into the sign that says student section, of which there are about 10 tonight.
Let's call that the leaf pile. How about that? Student section's called the leaf pile. There is a winner, so they're a little empty tonight.
I like it. Here's another near steal in the backcourt. The Streaks do get it. Ian on the floor to Steck, to Carter, down the lane. Right side too strong. Steck for the follow. Couldn't get a handle on it. Coming out with a three, Dominique from the wing after the rebound by Carl. Now Gino takes a rebound away and pulls it all the way back out for the Streaks to reset, leading 7-6. Not quite halfway through quarter number one. Carl on the left wing to Steck. Easton looking to drive. Pulls up from the right side. And an offensive foul. Said he got the left arm out there and pushed off.
Easton just missed the putback jam, and then as he was driving in, he kind of pushed off a little bit there. Got the offensive foul. First turnover of the game for the Streaks.
So you're counting that first one by Easton as a rebound and a miss on
yeah,
that
I
attempt
think
to
so.
Tip out. Here's a poke
nice
away
Ian.
From behind. Yep, Dominique poked it loose. Streaks come away with a steal. Gino leading the break. Fakes the pass and gets fouled going down the middle of the lane. And he's going to go to the line shooting two. And good sportsmanship by Lovig after the foul to immediately go over and help Gino up off the floor to indicate no hard feelings. First foul of the game on Lovig. Third team foul on Geneseo. Two on the Silver Streaks. One on Carl, one on Steck. And Williams to the free throw line. 16 of 27 on the season. Just over 59%. First one up and in.
There you go. Streaks got to do a better job making free throws. We struggled last game with him. Lewis Kelly here early in the game.
Well, and this is what Chad Thompson said he was hoping, getting freshman Leslie Kelly into the game right away.
Amazing.
And we talked about this in terms of, so what are you looking for here? Is this strictly because of the opponent tonight? He said no. It has to do with what we're trying to establish within the program, what we think Leslie can do for us. Here's an offensive rebound by Carter after the missed free throw. Finds Steck for the layup.
That was a nice rebound and a pass by Carter.
And Carter really should have a big day on the inside.
Yeah, he's got a significant size advantage in this game.
Coming off that matching of the career high with 15 points and a career high 18 rebounds in the loss to Burlington Tuesday. Here's an open court steal by Gino. The run out and the layup at the other end. And the Streaks are making the open court turnovers happen. They've doubled up the lead now at 12-6 with 3:20 to play first quarter. And now Gino going for the steal, a little too aggressive, collides with Nordstrom for the foul.
Great start here by the Streaks, finally getting out and playing out in front for once.
So again, Leslie Kelly, 6 foot, 145 freshman. Chad was telling me he's grown even since the season has started.
Wow.
So basketball practice started just a little over a month ago. And Chad said, Leslie did not start the season taller than Gino Williams, and he is taller than him now. That's all happened within the last month. And here's a turnover forced by the Silver Streaks because of the dribble drive into the lane. Carter reached in. Clary forced the tie-up and then forced the travel.
Nice play by Carter. Get the ball back for the Streaks.
Three turnovers on the Maple Leafs. You heard Brad Storm talk about turnovers for the Maple Leafs in the pregame, and Jason immediately answered, yeah, we know all about those. Streaks do hope to take advantage of that here tonight. Here's a pass deflected off Ludwig out of bounds to the scoring table. Geneseo touched it last. Ian tried a little no-look bounce pass, and he bounced it right into the Geneseo defender. Now Streaks get it into the backcourt and over to Kelly on the left side of the wing. Entry pass, Carl spins around his man, draws a double team, puts it up and in right in front of the basket.
It's a nice pass by the freshman to get it in there to Carter right away and made a nice, small, solid move to the hoop and finishes.
Again, let Clary get as many touches as he can on the inside with those matchup advantage. Did he dribble on the baseline? No, a timeout called by Brad Storm. Streaks had the trap in a good spot right along the baseline under the basket, and Brad Storm called timeout to bail his team out. 2:38 to go here in the opening quarter. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Geneseo tonight. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, where all new cars, trucks, and SUVs come with a free lifetime powertrain warranty, and all used vehicles up to 5 years old and under 80,000 miles also come with that lifetime powertrain warranty. Jason, Sam, and I tonight traveling in one of the rentals, but it's a 22 Nissan Altima with 8,800 miles on it. You're a big fan of this vehicle, I know.
Big fan of the Altima. It's a great vehicle. I got a couple friends that have Altimas, and they really love them. And that car tonight was a smooth ride up here.
Felt a little bit like I was an airline pilot hopping in with a big dashboard in front of me. And smooth ride, absolutely. So thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Geneseo tonight. Here's a near steal in the backcourt. Visit at galesburgcars.com or in person at 2080 North Henderson Street. The foul in the backcourt will go against Kelly as he and Williams put the trap on, and then the little reach in bailed Geneseo out of the full court pressure. Williams sits down, Taylen Davis into the game as early as he's been in for the Silver Streaks in a game this season.
Yeah, these are meaningful minutes for the freshman and for the junior Taylen. Nothing but good things are going to come from this.
Trying to use this full court pressure to keep the energy up. Chad Thompson was really concerned that the team might come out not loose enough here tonight. So far, so good with an 8-point lead early as we are under 2.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. On the left side, Ludwig, a sophomore, working against Kelly, who sticks with the man-to-man defense, gives him a little bit of a bump, and he forces the sophomore to pull
it back out,
and reset.
That is great defense by the freshman.
Easton Smith trying a little spin move, forces one up badly over Dominique, missed it, and Clary locks onto his third rebound. Streaks trying to push it now into the front court. Looking to build on an 8-point lead. Finger roll by Steck in front of the basket, and he short-armed it a little bit. Back comes Geneseo after the rebound. 14-6 Galesburg. Maple Leafs with the ball, minute 50 to go, quarter number one. Up top, it's Ludwig. Dribble drive down the left side against Kelly, lost the handle on it, picks it up, kicks it out. Nordstrom, another three, missed it. Clary got held going for the rebound, and somehow he gets out of it and comes up with it anyway. He just fought through that reach. Now Ian with a pass fake, the drive from the right side, through the lane, Easton, extra pass out to Davis. Drives baseline, the kick out to Steck, swing it back around. Dominique has an open look and hits from the right side of the top of the arc.
That's good for Ian. Let's hope Ian breaks out tonight and has himself a ball game.
17-6, Streaks with a double-digit lead up 11 with a minute 10 to go in the opening quarter. Another trap, a soft pass. Clary gets to it, but it's ripped away by Owen Parker. The feed down court, the pump fake. The shot rolls off, and the tip rolls up and in by Ludwig. He was trailing the play. Streaks had one there to defend. Now Ian at the other end drives too strong. Clary with a putback. Clary, Johnny, on the spot. 5 rebounds, 6 points here in the opening quarter.
Carter continuing his solid play from the previous couple games.
Galesburg answered quickly, and I looked down to write the score, and Geneseo turned it over. We're talking about Moline and Rock Ridge the other night and how surprised we were that that game was so close. I think it was a 2-point game at halftime,
that.
Moline ended up winning it by 16, 18 points. We found out later Owen Freeman did not play, the 6'11 transfer who's headed for the University of Iowa. Sam's all over Twitter tonight, though. He said Freeman is playing against Quincy tonight.
Yeah, I think Owen Freeman had caught one of them bugs that's going around.
40 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Gino back in the game, picked up his dribble. Now Nolan Carl throws it behind Davis on the wing. Streak second turnover? I have him for two, is that right?
Second turnover of the game.
So Geneseo will inbound. Max Biddle, 5'9 senior, into the game, will inbound to Mason Lovig. And Davis will pick him up defensively at midcourt as Lovick walks it up now across the midcourt line. Geneseo will play in the Iowa-Illinois shootout early tomorrow. Galesburg is the fourth game of the day at 2:45. Up top, Jacob Harris back into the game. Quick three from the left wing, well short, and it's Harris who chases down the rebound for Geneseo. And then the ball batted out of bounds, last touch by the Streaks.
Yeah, Streaks just got out-hustled to the ball there in the corner. Offensive rebound for the Leafs.
19-8, final 14 seconds of the opening quarter. Galesburg by 11, trying to hold defensively here late. Lovig on the inbound to Harris. Looks up top to Nordstrom, Landon Nordstrom. The spin move by the freshman stops at the right high post, cut off by Steck. Harris with it out on the left side. Biddle down to 2 seconds to go. Four-step three from the left wing is short, and that's the end of the first quarter after the miss by Easton Smith. 19-8, Galesburg after one from Geneseo on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels here. Sam Satiski along for the ride. We'll hear from him with updated stats at halftime. Geneseo with the ball to start off the second quarter. Silver Streaks leading 19-8. Here's a tip in the lane, but Geneseo is able to get it back. Lovig on the right side. Now back up top to Easton Smith. Still not doing anything with the ball. The count is on. He passes it away. Harris in traffic. Somehow gets a step to the basket. The ball circles around the rim and drops through. That's a true home roll. You're on the road. That one never falls.
Oh, nice pass.
Here's a good pass to a cutting Nolan Carl in from the left baseline for his first basket. 21-10, Streaks back up 11.
Yeah, Gino did a nice job of finding Nolan cutting on the baseline from the left side, and he finishes it with the left hand and 2 points.
40 seconds into the second quarter. Silver Streaks lead by 11. Galesburg got off to that good start. Geneseo took a 3-2 lead, and then the Streaks came right back to go up 7-3 and have led the whole way ever since. Here's a drive in. A little bit of a body. Nordstrom, the freshman, puts on Carter Clary, the senior, and he gets all the way to the basket and scores.
Yeah, he did now, a good job of finishing there.
Carl dumps it off to Carter. Lost the handle on the dribble, got stumbling backward, and just pops it up and banks it in over his shoulder. A little flip up and in with his back to the basket, and he's got 8.
Yeah, the big fellow with a tough little finish there.
Talk about one of your keys to the game here when we get a stoppage of play, Jason. The idea about getting off to a lead here, which the Silver Streaks have done tonight. We're a minute 40 into the second quarter, and the Streaks up 11 at 23-12. Now a bounce pass through the lane. The feed over to Harris. Draws a double team. Goes up for it. Got blocked. They're going to get Easton from the front. I think they are. Clary got the block from the backside. So this was one of your keys to the game. Let's get off to a good start. Let's not have to chase, and they've done it so far.
Done a good job. We're up 23-12, 11-point lead. Yeah, this is the biggest lead I think we've had all year of any of our games.
Second foul of the game on Easton Steck. Fifth team foul on the Silver Streaks. Harris can't get the roll on the first free throw.
And that last play, Easton did a good job of getting there. They had him walled off, but he kind of turned his body to the side instead of going straight up. Chest to chest, so to speak. And that's why he got whistled for the foul.
Harris makes the second. And look at this lineup that the Silver Streaks are going to have on the floor. Steck comes out with that second foul, and Carter Clary is going to get a break. Brandon Lewis, the 6'7 senior in, and here comes sophomore Tyree Taylor. Moline up on Quincy 9-5 with 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Thank you, Sam. So the Streaks lineup right now is Dominique and Gino in the backcourt. Lewis, Taylor, and Nolan Carl. We've already seen Leslie Kelly in the game for the Silver Streaks. Here's a jumper from the left corner. Ian comes up a little short. Rebound kisses high off the backboard and into the hands of Max Biddle for Geneseo. Maple Leafs hanging in here, down 10, trying to put together a little run with 6 minutes to go in the half. Biddle to the left side, Nordstrom, the freshman. Now going against the sophomore Taylor for the Streaks. Goes all the way into the lane, forces a shot up, rolls off.
Baby Brandon.
Lewis at 6'7 comes up with a rebound. Streaks lead the break. Gino on the left side, into the lane, dumps it off to Lewis. Lost the handle on it, saves it, back into the lane, covering a lot of ground, but he keeps his footing. And the right side back out to Gino will pull it back out. Front of the scoring table, around his man. Down the right side, uses a screen, but he missed it. Lewis with a rebound, has the ball poked away, and Geneseo comes up with it. Brandon, love the screen by Brandon that he set.
Brandon did a great job of walking his man up the lane and sealing off and had a wide open lane for Gino, but Gino just couldn't finish.
In the right corner, ball poked up and out of the hands of Biddle and out of bounds. Last touch by Gino Williams for the Silver Streaks. 5:14 to go in the half. 10-point Galesburg lead at 23-13. Easton Smith will inbound far side.
That was a great play, actually, by Brandon. That's a heady play by a guy that doesn't play a whole lot of minutes. But to walk your man up the lane like that and seal him off, get your partner a wide-open layup, it's a good play.
Try to go backdoor down the middle of the lane, poked away briefly by Taylor. Geneseo hangs on to it, though. Right side it goes to Nordstrom. Up top, Biddle. Left side, onto the wing, Smith. Easton Smith dribbles right to the top of the arc, reverses directions back to Harris. Very deliberate in the half-court offense, Geneseo can be. Taylor pokes it away again, Geneseo still recovers. Pass up top to Biddle, swing it over right side to Nordstrom, down to 440 to play for the half. Jumper up top, way off the mark from three-point range. Geno pushing it, gets tripped up as he works his way to the top of the arc, and a foul called against Biddle, his first. And that'll be the 1, 2, 3, 4, just a fourth team foul on Geneseo, first here in the second quarter.
Streaks definitely looking to take advantage of every missed shot, every rebound, every steal, and get out and run.
Inbounding, Carl, front end of the Geneseo bench. Williams on the dribble now, pass left side over to Dominique. Trying to use a screen out high by Lewis. Gets it back on the give and go. Lewis floats one up in from the left side, missed it, and then fouls over the back of Lovig, trying to recover it, going for the rebound. But he sure got his teammates wound up on the bench. They liked what they saw there from Lewis going in for the shot and then fighting for his own rebound.
Yeah, he did a good job there getting to the hoop. But one thing I would suggest is just using the backboard. He just tried to make it. He's a big fella. Use the backboard. That's what it's there for.
Chad Thompson going to get two of his starters back in, Clary and then Steck, playing with those two fouls. Lob into the lane, stolen away by Lewis. Bad pass. Lewis recognized it, waited for it, came back and got it. Five Geneseo turnovers. Into the left corner, Nolan Carr. Nolan dribbling to the wing, still with the dribble, trying to get it out high to Geno, does into the midcourt circle. Williams with a pass right side. Dominique in, gets blocked out of bounds by Harris, and the Streaks will hang on to it. That stops the clock to get Steck and Clary back into the game for Carl and Lewis. And Taylor will sit down with a freshman Kelly back into the game.
I think you're going to see a lot of guys with a lot of minutes tonight.
Again, three Silver Streaks at home with illness. Entry pass to Steck. Fires it through the lane to Geno. Collects it on the opposite side of the lane. Now out to Dominique. And a foul away from the ball. And that's going to be against Clary, as we saw Lovig crumple in the lane. And the offensive foul. Goodness gracious.
We're sitting next to the sound guy up here. He looked a little bewildered by that sound.
So Clary gets called for the offensive foul. Got five turnovers on the Streaks now.
One, two, three. I got us for four.
I couldn't remember if I wrote one down accidentally earlier. There's a bounce pass through the lane as Geneseo covered up. Streaks got back defensively after the Maple Leafs broke the press. Now the kick out left side. Ludwig on the wing for three. Barely draws the front of the iron. It's Steck with a rebound. Out with it. Drives, gives it to Kelly, comes up short with a left side drive, hits the bottom of the rim, and Biddle comes away with a rebound. Streaks are getting some great looks, some great shot attempts, and now a kick. And Chad Thompson is really having some words with the official here. I don't know if he thought Leslie got fouled.
Yeah, it looked like he got a little bump there, but it's still a play you got to be able to finish.
So the lead holds at 23-13. Neither team has been able to dent the scoreboard much here in the second quarter. It's allowed Geneseo to stay in the game. There's another soft pass nearly stolen away by Steck, but Geneseo hangs on to it. The dribble drive right side up to the top of the arc. Biddle, now they go back door, and Geneseo forced to alter on the offense, but the rebound put back up and in by Ludwig.
Yeah, Ludwig, Johnny on the spot there. Offensive rebound, put it right back in for two.
Love what the Silver Streaks have done on these backdoor plays to force them to alter, as Clary with a drop step in from the right side puts it up and in. And he's in double figures now with 10. Back to a 10-point lead. A quick answer from the Silver Streaks, 25-15. Maple Leafs drive. The dish into the corner for three. Biddle airballs it. Weak side rebound, Steck. Steck down the middle of the lane. Euro step to the left. Up and in with a left hand. He was going strong to the basket. I thought maybe going too fast. But a nice job to control that soft bank shot up and in with the left hand.
Yeah, Easton slicing and dicing through the defense on that play. It was nice.
Ludwig, man-to-man against Dominique, breaks the press, gets it back on a backdoor cut in from the left side for the basket. He's got six. And Geneseo with its own quick answer, down 10 again.
Yeah, Streak's got to be aware of these backdoor cuts. Geneseo's been doing a lot of it here early, and they've caught us about three or four times on the backdoor.
Easton fakes right, drives left, in from the left side. He lost the handle on the ball on the way up, goes over the rim. Ludwig the rebound for Geneseo.
Yeah,
another dribble drive coming up empty.
Yeah, I think he thought he was fouled on that play. Refs are letting him play a little bit, though.
On the right side, fake by Biddle, drive into the lane, right side of the lane, passes it into the left corner over to Couture. Bounce pass right, back into Lovig. Skip pass out to the right side, Biddle, pull it back up top. Swing pass Harris to the left side. Around the screen, Lovig stops at the free throw line, kicks it. Right side, Couture driving in. Got the shot up, rolls off, rebound Clary. And now stolen away by Geneseo. The jumper off the mark, missed by Lovig. Gino with a rebound. Now Easton drives, goes up for the hammer dunk and hits the front of the rim. He wanted to crush that one with a right hand. He came up empty. Ludwig got the rebound, and back comes the Maple Leafs. He wanted to go massive showtime, and instead he gets the cat calls from the Geneseo faithful after the miss off the front iron.
Yeah, he definitely tried to bring the hammer on that one.
Down to 50 seconds to go for the half. 10-point Galesburg lead. This game has been up and down with few stoppages of play. Couture from the left side into the corner. Ludwig drives into a Streak's trap, and he threw it out of bounds. Tried to feed it into the corner over to Lovig on the opposite side. Geneseo turns it over for the sixth time. 41 seconds to play.
Break. Nice break for Easton in the half.
Yeah, get him out of there so he doesn't pick up a third foul.
Yep.
Final 41 seconds. Carl back into the game with Kelly, Clary, Dominique, and Williams. I don't know that I would expect the Streaks to try to hold the final 40 seconds for the last shot here, leading by 10, but see how things play out here with Geneseo's defense. Gino has it on the left side, brings it back into the midcourt circle. We're down to 22 seconds to go, and now
Yeah, looks like we're going to play for one.
Gino behind the back with a dribble up top. Gets a little opening in the lane. The kick out to Carl. Nolan's going to drive. Somehow avoids the contact. And with his side to the basket, banks it in off the glass. 9 seconds to go. Geneseo with plenty of time. Into the front court, Couture. Into the right corner. The jumper by Nordstrom. Off the back iron. 29-17 is the Galesburg lead at the half. Up by a dozen. Streaks looking to snap a six-game losing streak. Halftime, including team stats with Sam Sadiski's report when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If you drive by and think you're seeing things, I'm here to tell you you're not. This is Kyle Kelly at Ford of Galesburg. Our lot is finally filling up again with new F-150s, Escapes, Explorers, and more. And now through the end of the year, you'll get 0% up to 66 months with FlexBuy on Escapes and Edges, and rates as low as 2.9% for 60 months or 3.9% for 72 months on all new F-150s. Stop out today and see what we've got and find out what's on the way.
With approved credit, see Ford of Galesburg for details.
WGIL's Pick a Present returns Monday morning. It's a chance to win a hardwood Illini rocking chair, a gas string trimmer, a job site speaker, and more. Check out the game board at WGIL.com and then listen for your chance to call in and play weekdays during Galesburg's morning news on WGIL. The winning continues Monday with Pick a Present from Galesburg Car Care, Berkey's Farm Store, Royal Cleaning, and 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Basketball on WGIL.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at Geneseo. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels. We'll hear from Sam Sadisky here in a little bit as he'll give us a halftime report on the team numbers. But I guess, first of all, Jason, just what are your initial thoughts? People look at Geneseo, and a lot of times they think it's kind of a deliberate, defensive, very heavy kind of offense, slow down kind of game. Hadn't been that way here at all, much to the Silver Streaks' liking. What Galesburg wanted to do was get this game going up and down, but it hasn't really paid off on the scoreboard, I think, in quite the way Galesburg had hoped. Yeah, we're up a dozen, but I think the sensation is they got the game going the pace that they wanted.
Right.
They just don't have quite the results that they wanted.
Yeah, they, you know, Geneseo does, they'll slow it down a little bit down here. They were patient on their offensive end. They look for a lot of backdoor cuts, try to slip some screens and get wide open threes. Galesburg did a decent job defending. We could do a better job defending the backdoor cuts. Had a couple steals. Got out in the open court a little bit. You know, I guess we had five steals in the first half. Got out in the open court. Easton had the thunderous dunk. Like you said, though, Streaks probably expected to be up a little bit more here at halftime, but there's a second half to go. We can expand this lead here before you know it.
Halftime here, Silver Streaks on top. 29-17 is the halftime lead. And let's go ahead and take a look at our halftime statistics. Brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Yem, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. And we'll bring in Sam Sadisky, junior at Galesburg High School, who's got our halftime team number. Sam, what do you show?
Well, from the field, we're currently 13 for 27, shooting 44%. From the three-point line, we're 1 for 4, shooting 25%. And from the stripe, we're 2 for 4 for 50. Geneseo, 7 for 22, shooting 31% from the field. They're 2 for 10 from three, shooting 20%. And they have not attempted a free throw yet, so they have none. We have 18 rebounds. They have 11. We're rebounding them by 7. And we have one less turnover than them. We have 5. They have 6.
Yay, we're winning the turnover battle. What'd you have for 3-point shooting again for the Streaks?
I had us 1 for 4, 25%.
Okay, I had us 1 for 3, and I guess that's another point that I wanted to make. Yeah. We're attacking the basket. We're not just launching threes today.
Yes. That's a good thing. Even Ian. Ian's getting in there attacking the hoop. Ian's due to breakout. I'm waiting to see Ian. I mean, his shots are all right there, back rim, right where you want to miss. It's a matter of time for that kid, and he's going to have a big game here soon.
We're going to head down here in a moment and get our halftime interview with the coaches when they come out. But there is some news from the coaching staff that I think is absolutely worth sharing, and I didn't realize this had happened, but he posted it on Facebook yesterday. B.J. Dietrich and his wife, huh? Welcomed a baby girl into the world.
Well, congratulations, BJ, and Mrs. BJ.
So this is BJ and Amelia had Anna Grace Dietrich, born on December 2nd. And we congratulate the Dietrich family. I know the Galesburg basketball community is excited. They are back, and BJ's part of the Silver Streaks program again. And what a way to get off his coaching career at Galesburg as an assistant coach. So congratulations, BJ and Amelia, on the birth of your baby girl, your beautiful baby girl, looking at the pictures that they posted on Facebook.
Yes, another Silver Streak into the world.
We'll take a break here on the halftime show. When we come back, we'll take a look at the individual scoring numbers. We'll check the other Western Big Six games around the area. And again, Jason will head down to get a word from the coaching staff as well. Streaks lead at Geneseo 29-17. You're listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The road of life can be rough for you and your new car. Potholes attack your tires. Rocks and door dings leave their marks. But you have an advantage. The YEM Advantage program comes with every new vehicle from YEM Automotive Group in Galesburg, covering dents and dings, your tires and wheels, even key protection for 1 year at no cost to you. When it comes to protecting what's important to you, you've got an advantage when you trust YEM Automotive Group, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
WGIL's Pick a Present returns Monday morning. It's a chance to win a hardwood Illini rocking chair, a gas string trimmer, a job site speaker, and more. Check out the game board at WGIL.com and then listen for your chance to call in and play weekdays during Galesburg's morning news on WGIL. The winning continues Monday with Pick a Present from Galesburg Car Care, Berkey's Farm Store, Royal Cleaning, and 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for vice president. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Value.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, providing great insurance rates on bundled auto, home, and life policies. Call for the right policy and save money. Cloudy tonight, overnight low 20, mostly cloudy and 26 tomorrow. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, then gradually clearing, overnight low of 14. Sunday, sunny, high of 27. Clouds back for Sunday night with an overnight low of 16. It's 27 at WGIL.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at Geneseo, where they got a game going on, kind of a bitty basketball game going on. And some of the crowd that's here really getting into it, having a lot of fun. And especially anytime any of these little guys scores, crowd is really going crazy. Let's look at some halftime scores. Of course, the big one in the Western Big Six tonight is that Moline-Quincy game. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And as of just a few seconds ago, Quincy has taken a halftime lead over Moline at Wharton Fieldhouse, 23-21. So we had thought and suggested and wondered if maybe... Well, we had thought and suggested that Quincy would be the team that had the best chance of giving Moline a run for its money. And then as Moline just crushed through the early part of its season of playing, you know, just ordinary everyday high school teams, not any of those crazy national elite teams like they played in the Washington Tournament of Champions to get off to the way they started the season. Then we started to wonder, well, can Quincy give them a game, let alone me have a realistic chance of beating him? Can they even give him a game? Well, they've definitely given him a game. They're up two at the break over the state's number two team in Class 4A in a low-scoring affair. Meanwhile here, the Silver Streaks lead Geneseo at the break by 12. Our halftime coaches interview is brought to you by YEM Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. And the coaching staff's back out. Assistant coach Eric Thompson is blocking my view of Jason. I think we're ready. Okay, we're going to send it down.
Jason Wessels here with assistant coach Eric Thompson of the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Coach, tell us what you talked about at halftime and the things you've seen that you liked in the first half.
Things that we liked were obviously kind of pushing the ball at the floor, getting the ball inside to Carter where they don't necessarily have an answer. Those are things that we really, really liked. Going into the second half, I think we need to be a lot more disciplined. I think we're playing kind of undisciplined basketball right now. We're kind of getting into the lull of, I'll just run next to my guy back on defense, or I'll run next to my guy down on offense. I think bumping it up and being a little bit more assertive in this second half, getting the game moving at a faster pace, I think we've kind of played into their pace a little bit, which is fine because we've gotten to run some stuff. But kind of picking up the pace and the assertiveness is kind of what we're looking to do the second half.
All right, thanks, Coach. We'll let you get after here in the second half. Let's come home with a W.
Thank you, sir.
Let's take a look at the individual scoring as we wrap up the rest of our stats here through two quarters at Geneseo. Cruz Ludwig with six to lead the Maple Leafs. Landon Nordstrom, the freshman, with five. Lonnie Couture and Jacob Harris, each with three. 17 first half points for Geneseo. For the Silver Streaks, Carter Clary leads the way with 10 points, 6 rebounds, already well on his way to another double-double. Easton Steck with 6. Nolan Carl, Gino Williams with 5. And Ian Dominique has 3. Off the bench, no points for the Silver Streaks, although we've seen Brandon Lewis in the game, Tyree Taylor, Leslie Kelly IV, Taylen Davis. So Streaks have tried to go deep into a bench that isn't very deep. Again, if you're just joining us, Galesburg, because of sickness, is without juniors Jace Keith and Aiden Almaguer. And they also don't have freshman Jackson Crock-Sibbing. And earlier in the week, we were talking with Coach Chad Thompson, actually even last Friday night, in that game against United Township. He said a couple of the players had been under the weather and were battling some early indications of some sickness, but they fought through it. And then by the time we rolled around to Emmanuel game on Monday and Burlington on Tuesday, it was kind of working its way through the rest of the team. And so not really a total surprise. And for those of us who are in the school on a day-to-day basis, just see the number of kids who are absent on a regular basis because of sickness. Not surprised that it's hit 3 of the Galesburg players. Carter gets 2 inside looks, misses them both. The tip out to Gino, who now drives and turns it over. Deflected away by Landon Nordstrom. Geneseo with the same starting 5 on the floor to start the second half, as of the Silver Streaks, who got 2 good interior looks by Clary and couldn't come away with anything. Now on the outside, Ludwig passes it right side over to Couture. Drives to the free throw line. The kick out onto the left wing, Harris. Jacob Harris works his way into the lane. Stopped there. Cut off by Steck. Kicks it out. 3 on the way. Missed it by Couture. Long rebound out to Nolan Carl, who gets the start tonight for Keith. Into the corner, Gino. Up top, Carter. Open look. Dominique, left wing, drains it. Ian's second 3 of the night. He has 6. Galesburg with its biggest lead now at 32-17.
Just a matter of time for Ian to get going.
Minute in, and that a 5-second call.
Nice.
Kind of a quick 5-second call, but Couture couldn't get it around with Gino fronting him along the baseline. And they turn over Geneseo in the backcourt, and the Streaks have it to the right of their own basket now. Coming off a 3 by Dominique, and they find him again. He tried to get free up a screen around the free throw line, but they couldn't find him on the outside. Steck with a turnaround jumper,
nice,
swished
Houston.
It. Into the left side, stopped, just deep enough, planted, and then turned to his right into the lane. And he got a soft jumper to put the Streaks up 17. Geneseo breaks the press.
I tell you, partner, I love when Easton's in the paint scoring.
Right side 3 and an answer by the freshman Nordstrom, who's hit 2 of those tonight. 34-20, 14-point Galesburg lead. Dominique on the left wing around a Clary screen that could have gone with a high-low there. Clary got the offensive rebound off the miss, so and a soft baby hook putback. Carter's collecting the rebounds. He's up to 8 now and 12 points, 36-20 Galesburg, after the missed mid-range jumper by Dominique.
Carter just continues to rebound the basketball well for us.
Poked away by Steck, picked up by Gino, driving one-on-2, leans in, and he initiates the contact, draws the defensive foul as Nordstrom was trying to get back, thinking maybe he would plant himself for a charge. Gino did an alert job just kind of leaning that shoulder in a little bit to initiate the contact and draw the foul.
Yeah, let's knock down these free throws, Gino. You got to be better at the free throw line.
Good poke away in the backcourt by Steck, too, to keep that transition break, to get that transition break started.
Yes.
6:07 to go. We're just underway in the third quarter. Williams' first free throw up and in. He's got 6. First point since the first quarter, though. 37-20 Galesburg as they've opened the third quarter with a little 8-3 burst to build that 12-point halftime lead. Second one up, rolls off. Rebound Harris. Nolan Carl battling for it. Loose ball, still a scramble for it. And Nolan going for it on the baseline, contact with Harris. And they call that on Harris?
Yeah.
I thought maybe they were going to say Nolan actually stepped on the end line at first, but they are going to call the foul on Harris.
Foul on Harris, yeah.
So Gino misses the free throw, but the Silver Streaks turn it into a positive anyway. Good effort by Nolan. In the lane, Carter collects himself and puts it up and in with the right hand.
It's a nice pass by Gino on the inbounds play to find Carter coming down the
Yeah, he didn't handle it cleanly on the inbound, but he just stuck with it, collected himself, and got himself in front of the basket. And there's another 5-second call. The Streaks have forced 2 of those in the first 2 minutes, 13 seconds of the third quarter.
I think you're right. It might be a little quick on the 5-second count, but we'll take it.
So 39-20, Galesburg has built this lead quickly coming out of the gates in the second half. And the ball's been on this end of the court quite a while here through the first 2 minutes plus. Gino in the right corner. Skip pass up top to Steck. Easton fakes right, goes left, dumps it into the corner to Carl. Nolan drives the kick out. Dominique, he hits it again.
Just a matter of time, partner.
Back-to-back threes by Dominique. It's up to 22 now for the lead for the Streaks on a 13-3 run to start the third quarter.
Yeah, I think this is more like what Coach Thompson and Coach Thompson, both Coach Thompsons, wanted to see.
Trying to do too much in the backcourt. Lonnie Couture with a between-the-legs dribble. He kicked the ball free, and Gino guarding him right there. But then Gino ended up kicking the ball, trying to square himself, and that's going to keep it on Geneseo's end because of the kick. There's two, there's three, there's four. They get it in right as the official is ready to count five, and Carl comes in flying, trying to go for the steal at half court, and the collision with Lovig will be Carl's second foul of the game.
That's about the third time I've seen the Streaks reach with the inside hand on going for a steal at midcourt. If they just reach with the outside hand, they would tip that ball away, and it'd be a breakaway the other way.
Nolan guarding the inbound. Lovig looks right and then passes left into Nordstrom's hand, cutting into the backcourt. He'll walk it across midcourt. With over 5 minutes to play in the third quarter, Streaks up 22. Harris from the left wing drives in, now stops 17 feet from the basket on the high post. Kick out into the left corner baseline. Curling around Couture all the way to the right side. Blocked by Clary. Saves it from going out of bounds. Into the hands of Gino. Williams driving down the lane, up and in.
What a great play by C-Square. Blocked it, got the rebound right to Gino. Gino took off the other end of the court for the layup.
44-20, Galesburg. Clary with 9 rebounds, one away from a double-double now with 4:40 to play in the third quarter.
He's just turned into a regular double-double machine.
Streaks on a 15-3 burst to start the second half, leading by 24 now. Harris on the left side, into the corner it goes to Ludwig. Up top, it'll be Nordstrom shooting the three, way off the mark. Williams out with a rebound. Gino pushing it on his sixth board. Down to the left side, he's cut off, he'll pull it back out. Scoops it up top to Steck for three. And the Streaks playing loose and easy right now, up 27.
This is the best third quarter we've played all year. They have come out on fire.
And that's after Carter got two really good looks right off the gate to start the second half and missed them both. And now here's another bad pass stolen away by Williams. Gino with a layup gets it off the back iron. And Geneseo finally stops the clock. A 30-second timeout halfway through the third quarter, 3:55 to play, and Galesburg now up. If you blinked, you missed it. It's 29 is the lead, 49-20 now.
That's just an incredible start to the third quarter. Partner, this is as good as run as we've had all year. I've been waiting for a breakout run, and this is the way the Streaks are capable of playing.
29 points in the first half, 20 already here in the first 4 minutes, 5 seconds of quarter number three. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan providing our transportation to Geneseo tonight and to all road games for Galesburg High School boys and girls basketball broadcasts and our football coverage as well. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, where all new cars, trucks, and SUVs come with that free lifetime powertrain warranty, as do all used vehicles up to 5 years old with under 80,000 miles with that lifetime powertrain warranty. Jason, Sam, and I, part of the rental fleet tonight, a 22 Nissan Altima with just over 8,800 miles. And for all your rental car needs, give Galesburg Nissan a call, typically with 20 vehicles available to meet your rental car needs. Check them out, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You can also visit online at galesburgcars.com. Did we get that ball back,
yeah,
or did they say it? All right.
Yeah, it's turnover. They threw it away on the inbounds.
So I saw the deflection. I couldn't tell. All right, here's Gino driving down the lane after the miss. Rebound put back Clary. And now he does have the double-double. 6 points in the quarter, 16 for the game, and his 10th rebound. And it's a 31-point Galesburg lead. Here's another tip by Dominique in the backcourt on the entry pass to Lovig. And this has got to be exhausting for Geneseo's offense to have Galesburg like gnats in the summer just all over them here for the first 4 minutes plus.
Yeah, Streaks did a good job in that press the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. And looks like we're going to take the press off a little bit and go back to half-court man-to-man.
Leslie Kelly back in for the Silver Streaks, his first action of the second half. He's the only substitution for the Streaks right now. Lost his man briefly, a dribble drive in, and an offensive foul called. Gino planted himself with Lovig driving in from the right side, his second foul. 12 Geneseo turnovers, 6 in the first half, 6 now here in the third quarter.
Streaks have done a good job, probably since the manual game, of getting on the help side there for taking the weak side ball charges, and that's about probably about the fifth or sixth charge we've taken in the last three games.
This is a 22-3 run to open the second half for the Silver Streaks.
Those are the type of runs you like to see.
Crossover dribble. Ian drives, dishes. Gino up and in. What a look by Dominique driving in from the left side. Just use that little head bob with the shoulder fake to get his man to bite one way, and then Ian worked his way right side into the lane, and Gino was waiting on the opposite side to bank it in easily. Williams with 7 in the quarter, 12 for the game. Galesburg up 33 now. On the left side, Max Biddle. Onto the wing it goes to Owen Parker. The sophomore cut off by Carl, pass out high, barely gets away from Dominique. Right side drive, high off the backboard, missed by Easton Smith. Clary with his 11th rebound, outlets to Williams, open Kelly from the wing, off the back iron. Clary out of nowhere for the rebound, saves it over to Steck. No look pass over to Kelly, into the lane, got it up and in front of the basket.
Freshman's first varsity basket. He's going to remember that one for the rest of his life.
And thanks to Carter Clary for his 12th offensive rebound to keep it alive. Leslie Kelly missed, didn't stop him from going right back with it. Quick jumper from the right side, and that stops the bleeding for a moment. About an 8-foot jumper by Easton Smith. 55-22 Streaks. Here's Kelly again, right corner. A little bit off the mark there. Rebound Biddle hangs on to it after a little bump from Gino Williams. Now the ball knocked loose, out of bounds. Geneseo on the far side is Parker. I really think we're seeing Geneseo winded right now. We're seeing some guys who are really gasping for breath. And as much anything, I think just mentally worn down by this Streaks pressing defense.
Yeah, Nordstrom just asked out of the game. Like you said, I think they're getting winded. The Streaks defense is definitely taking a toll on them.
Williams and Kelly in the backcourt. Clary, Steck, and Taylen Davis back in for the Silver Streaks with a minute 45 to go third quarter. Entry pass, bad idea, well defended, and Geneseo knocked it loose, intended for Clary, and got the turnover. Seventh of the game for the Silver Streaks. Left side back into the hands of Parker. Bounce pass, no look. Harris down the right side of the lane, good position, banked it up and in. That little slip screen in the Silver Streaks let him slip through. Gino sees an opening down the left side of the lane, but he dribbled it off his hip. Carter gets in there, dives on the floor for the loose ball, and now the officials blow it dead with two players on the floor and a held ball. We'll send it back to Geneseo.
So great hustle by C-squared to save the turnover there for Gino.
But it ends up as a turnover anyway on the held ball.
Jump ball, it is a turnover.
So an attempt to save the turnover.
Yeah.
55-24, the Galesburg lead, and Clary gets a breather. What a great 6 minutes and 40 seconds he put forth here to start the third quarter.
Yeah, well-deserved rest.
55-24, the Galesburg lead. Silver Streaks doubled their first half output with another backcourt. Here's Kelly tipping one into the backcourt. Dives onto the floor. Now the Streaks are going to tie him up again as Geneseo's Mason Beeler also has to dive for the floor to try to get it back. And the Streaks do get the held ball and do force the turnover. And more so than that, Kelly batted into the backcourt, so now the Streaks have it in the front court.
I'm impressed with the freshman's defense tonight. He is playing really good defense.
Gino a little bit out of control, losing the handle on the dribble, now reached in and poked loose by Parker. Gino letting that ball get out a little bit in front of him instead of keeping it tight to his body. He avoids the turnover there. From the corner, looking, passes into the lane. Steck got around his man, and a good feed to Easton for the bank shot right side.
Yeah, nice find there from corner out of bounds, you know, sideline corner. Just lobbed it in there to Easton. Easton went up and got it and finished it for 2 points.
Like a Sam Satiski corner kick headed for the goal. Let somebody headbutt it right into the goal. Final 40 seconds of the third quarter. Here's a pass through the lane, deflected right back to Biddle for Geneseo. Cut off on the right side. Needs help. Nobody's looking, and he gets it out to Parker on the wing. Owen Parker up top to Harris. Swinging around left side into the hands of Beeler, the sophomore. Trying to go around Davis. Cut off at the free throw line. Pass back out to Smith. Geneseo trying to run some deliberate offense. Kelly getting up into the grill of Smith. Forces him to pick up his dribble. Needs help. Gets it into the left side. Beeler. 14 seconds to go third quarter. We may have running clock in the final period. Davis nearly reaches in and ties up Beeler. Beeler still with the ball. Now tries to pass it right side and throws it behind Parker out of bounds. Right to the Geneseo bench. 15 Geneseo turnovers, 9 in this quarter. The Streaks have 5 seconds to take it three quarters the length of the court. Steck out.
This is another situational play the Streaks can use. Nope.
Gino in the backcourt's going to have to bring it across himself. Three, a screen from Carl. Steps into a long three and overthrows the basket. end of the third quarter. But what a third quarter for the Silver Streaks.
Beautiful.
They nearly double up their first half output. They outscore the Maple Leafs 28-7. And we'll have a running clock in the fourth quarter when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan. Galesburg Nissan Car Rental. Galesburg Car Care. And Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Need a J-O-B ASAP? Head to Galesburg.info for the latest in local business listings. You don't have to scroll through endless job searches only to find openings 50 miles away. Find jobs available right here, right now at Galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
3 quarters gone at Geneseo. Brad Binowitz, Jason Wessels. We'll hear from Sam Sadiski again in the postgame. And that postgame looking more and more like it's going to roll around pretty quickly. We've talked throughout the season how hard it is for the Silver Streaks to be successful when they're turning the ball over. Well, that's what Geneseo did in the third quarter. 9 turnovers. Here's a quick jumper missed from the right side. Tyree Taylor with the rebound. As a result, Maple Leafs got off only 7 shots that third quarter, and the Streaks outscored them 28-7. And the Silver Streaks are up 33 to start the fourth quarter. Davis has one poked away, and Geneseo gets it back. Middle on the right side, working against Taylor. And starters may be done. There's a dribble drive and a stop and a plant by Jacob Harris as he got to the low blocks and puts it up and in.
Yeah, Streaks have emptied the bench out, and it's 5 bench guys in there.
Leslie Kelly, top of the arc, drains
nice.
A three. The freshman with his second basket of the game has 5. 60-26. It's Kelly. Cody Jones into the game along with Davis. Brandon Lewis stayed on the court for those final 5 seconds. And Tyree Taylor.
Dribble drive
and a turnover by Geneseo.
Kelly's a heck of a defender.
Outlet. Drive. Taylor comes up short. Hits the front of the rim left side. Ludwig with a rebound. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Leslie Kelly is just a heck of a defender. I'm super impressed. This is the first varsity action I've seen of him, and he moves his feet very well for a freshman.
Good block on the baseline by Cody Jones, and then nearly stolen away by Taylor. But his momentum, after he stepped in front of the bounce pass, carried him out of bounds before he could get it back in. So Geneseo hangs on to it with the clock rolling under 6.5 minutes to play. Yeah, he showed no fear out there against the varsity, did he?
No, he's playing well tonight.
Again, good matchup for some of these guys to get some time, and timely for them to do it with 3 players not with Galesburg tonight.
Yeah, not only that, it gives them confidence. You know, it's going to build them up for the rest of the season and the future of their whole careers. You know, they're just freshmen out here.
Forcing Geneseo to run some offense. Good feed through the lane, and the shot rolls in and out for Ludwig. And it's Taylor who comes out with a rebound for the Streaks. Pass to the left side, Jones. Now out to Davis for 3. Taylor hits one just to the left of the top of the arc. First 3 of the season for Taylor Davis. 63-26 Silver Streaks.
Do we have an update on Moline Quincy?
I was just thinking about that. In fact, I was thinking we might almost be home by the time that game ends the way this is going here tonight. It was a fast game already.
Good switch.
And now we're into continuous clock. Harris on the right wing thought about squaring up for 3, trying to pull Lewis out away from the basket. Passes it away instead. Here's Biddle left side. Now they swing it back around right to Easton Smith. Just off the elbow, backing his way up. Hey, we're going to get to see Jackson Hillhouse for the first time this season. He's just got his hand out of the cast. His first game of eligibility, he's going to play here at the next dead ball. Streaks tie up a loose ball. And falling out of bounds, Geneseo's Lucas Austin had a hand on the ball, and he was on the sideline. So here comes Jackson Hillhouse for the Silver Streaks. Moline has regained the lead, 34-28, 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter there.
Yeah, the halftime adjustments by Sean Taylor, you know, he's a Hall of Fame coach for a reason.
21 points in the first half for them, already 13 in the third quarter. down two at the break, have regained the lead on Quincy. Jackson will bring it across midcourt. That's Jackson Hillhouse. He's going to shoot the three right wing. Didn't waste any time getting into the game, did he? Missed the three, though. Weak side rebound, Ludwig for Geneseo. He's going to take it coast to coast. Stops at the low blocks, steps back, turnaround jumper, air ball. Jones the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Back comes Galesburg quickly. Jones in traffic. The kick out. Hillhouse around the screen. Left corner, Jamal Waters. Too strong in the three. Tip out by Lewis. And it'll be Cody Jones. Now to the right baseline. Taylor cut off. Cut under the basket. Tries to feed it through the lane. Lewis. It's deflected over to Jamal. Waters to the low blocks. Jamal. Puts it up. Too strong. Rebound Lewis. No. Another chance for Jamal. Trying to lean in. And Harris comes down collapsing on top of Waters. And that'll be a foul as the clock rolls. Or should roll. They stopped the clock with 3:53 to go. Should be rolling, though. The official coming over to indicate the foul called on Harris, his third. Clock's still not running.
Yeah.
Hello. Now Chad Thompson's getting an explanation. There seems to be some confusion. One of the officials is talking with Chad. Everybody's kind of looking around. Chad's looking at Marla Clay. Streaks scoreboard operator. End of the third. Moline now up 38-30 on Quincy. Now we got a discussion going on at the scoring table. So there's a dispute in the scorebook.
Yep.
And that may be why the scoreboard operator had stopped the clock, because he was trying to get the officials' attention and knew this was going to take some time to work out whatever it is. So that is one reason why the clock would stop in these circumstances. And poor Jamal Waters has to stand there and wait. He wants to shoot his free throws, yeah, man. Come on.
He wants to get in the scorebook. Oh, technical foul.
So we got a wrong number on somebody?
Has to be.
So somebody for the Silver Streaks into the game not wearing a number that it should have been showing in the scorebook? They're wearing the numbers that we expect them to wear. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
Unless it's something else, but I don't know what else it could be. Landon Nordstrom hits the first free throw.
You know, this freshman for Geneseo has been pretty solid tonight, too.
He has.
He's done some good things for him. He's going to be a player to watch here in the next couple years.
Second free throw is short. Now, surely Jamal's got to get to shoot his free throws here.
Yeah, they can't take away his free throws.
Well, it looks like they're going to. They're going to give Geneseo the ball.
Unless they called the foul on the ground. I guess they could have done that. But still, we're not in the bonus, so.
Looked to me like he was going back up for the shot. But, all right, we're not going to quibble about it at a 63-27 game. So Geneseo with the ball after the technical foul. Apparently something in the scoreboard. That was, by the way, the Streaks' first team foul in the second half. Here's a drive and a block by Galesburg, but Geneseo gets it back and up and in on the putback, Mason Beal. 63-29. Quick three on the right side, missed. I think that was Jackson Hillhouse
who shot that.
Here's Jacob Harris on the run out at the other end. He waits for Hillhouse to go past him and banks it up and in. 63-31. Tyree Taylor trying to find some opening on the left side. Now Jones has it up top to Hillhouse. A little bit of a weave here by the Silver Streaks. The kick out into the corner. And a three-second lane violation on Brandon Lewis. So we saw that two times Tuesday night in the Burlington game. And at the time I'm thinking, well, they must really look for that across the river in Iowa. Well, now we got it called here tonight too. Final 2:25 of a Silver Streaks victory, up 63-31. Geneseo ball. This is time for Coach Brad Storm to get some meaningful minutes on the court for some of his players as well. Jacob Harris makes some good ground into the lane, but can't finish off the shot. Brandon Lewis the rebound, stepping into a three. Hillhouse again missed. Lewis rebound put back. That's too strong again. And Geneseo with a rebound.
Jackson is not shy.
No, he's not.
Shoot or shoot.
Three shots already, right? First action that he's seen. Into a double team. The kick out left side and a three by Couture with Cody Jones flying at him in good concentration to knock it down from behind the arc. Final minute 40 to go. Hillhouse left to the top of the arc. Now Jones swinging around right side. Back into the game, Davis. Now into the left corner, Cody. Trying to spin around his man. Step back from 12 feet and missed it. Rebound tipped out, and Harris collects.
You know what it means if Geneseo gets a bucket here, partner. palindrome time.
Oh, hey. No, we don't want that. Oh, they go back door. And
palindrome.
Lonnie Couture with a back door burns the Silver Streak. 63-36 with a minute 5 to go. Jamal around a wing. Pulls up. Nice pull-up jumper, but the shot rolls off the rim from about 10 feet out. Back comes Geneseo. Fake at the top of the arc. Drive down the right side of the lane. Blocked, I think, by Hillhouse. And well, we'll Jamal Waters with a rebound. Into the corner, Jones. Out to Davis. He'll shoot the three. Got it. Talen's got 2 threes here in the fourth quarter.
Talen can shoot it a little bit here.
Back to a 30-point game at 66-36. With 33 seconds to go. Here's a block by Hillhouse as Landon Nordstrom stood there flat-footed. Gets the rebound. Davis with a drive. The miss. And there, Brandon Lewis gets an offensive rebound put back.
Nice job. Good job by the big fella to run the court and get there and put that ball back in. Hustle. Couple points on a hustle play.
There's a tip ball into the backcourt. Streaks diving on the floor.
Get on the floor again.
The ball squirts away from Nordstrom. Dives into the corner. He's out of bounds. And I don't think the Streaks are going to have a chance to inbound it one more time. Nordstrom exhausted. Slow to get up in the corner. And there's the horn. Silver Streaks win it tonight. They snap that six-game losing streak in the kind of fashion that really is good for them here tonight.
Yes, very good thing.
68-36 the final. Post-game from Geneseo when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342-HEAT.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for health care that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliff Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Your favorite local charity could win $100 with Hometown Hundreds from F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Every week, a winner is drawn from all Knox and Warren County nominees, like Community Treasures, who recently received $100. Nominate your favorite at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
WGIL's Pick a Present returns Monday morning. It's a chance to win gift cards for food, jewelry, car detailing, beauty products, housekeeping, and more. Check out the game board at WGIL.com and then listen for your chance to call in and play weekdays during Galesburg's morning news on WGIL. The winning continues Monday with Pick a Present. From Merle Norman Cosmetic Studio, Maud Specklebellies, and 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
One of the biggest questions we all have when buying a used car is whether or not we'll be able to rely on it for years to come. When you buy your vehicle from YEM, you have an advantage. This is Sarah YEM. Nearly every pre-owned vehicle we sell at YEM in Galesburg comes with the YEM Advantage program and includes a free powertrain warranty for up to 2 years or 100,000 miles. That means you get the value of buying used and the confidence of buying new at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Our lives are filled with reminders. Upcoming event reminders fill your calendars. A group of elementary students in Galesburg have a special reminder just for you.
Hi, my name is Grant from King School, inviting you to participate in acts of kindness today and every day in our community. Today's suggested act of kindness is write a kind note. Help us to grow kinder hearts in our community.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win it big here tonight at Geneseo 68-36. Thanks for being with us here on the postgame show. Head coach Chad Thompson joins us now. I know we started a few minutes early, but kind of a record here tonight.
He made a record time up here tonight.
Well, I mean, record time in terms of the game, too, which I know, Coach, you're excited about because we got a game tomorrow, but we'll touch on that for a moment here. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. So the way you talked and the things that we discussed in the pregame beforehand felt like we really saw it more so in the second half there than you got the tempo going in the first half, it seemed like, but boy, things really came together there in the third quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we're going to try to really speed up this game defensively, and you know, we haven't done that consistently all year. But you know, we saw some holes that we didn't like in the first half. We were able to make good halftime adjustments. I thought our guys did a good job of putting in what we saw in the first half and correcting it. Went much more to a man look than a zone look in the full court in the second half. And I think that created a lot of turnovers for us. And we were able to maintain that pressure for extended time, which was good for us to see. I thought, you know, Gino Williams did a great job. Ian Dominique really pressured up. Leslie Kelly off the bench, the freshman, did a great job with his on-ball defense and really creating some havoc out there. So, no, I really like what we saw. That I think the third quarter, those 8 minutes, were probably the most complete basketball we've played yet this year.
Yeah, I made a comment on the air. That was the best third quarter we've played all year. We've come out flat a couple times in the third quarter. But the ability to build that lead, got some guys in the game and got them some good minutes. Talk a little bit about the younger guys that got into the game and did some good things tonight.
Absolutely, you know, we had a whole bunch of new guys playing. We made the decision. It was a later game time type decision that we're gonna go with Leslie Kelly as our sixth man.
Awesome.
It was just something as we talked throughout the day, as I sat on it throughout the day, I just thought, you know, he works, he's earned it. He follows the lead of Ian. They're best friends, and you see it coming together in bits and pieces in the sophomore games and in the freshman games. So we made that decision and it paid off for us. But even looking beyond that, you look at Tyree Taylor, did a great job for us. Yes. Got a few offensive rebounds, got his hands on some deflections, huge block at the end, really protecting the paint as a guard. Taylen Davis coming off the flu. He hadn't been traveling. He was not at the Manuel game. He was not at the Burlington game. He was not at practice the next day. He's coming off the flu, a guy that, like we've said in the pregame, he really worked on his offensive game in the fall, and it was good to see him get out there and get in a rhythm and hit some shots as a guy that doesn't have a ton of experience. You know, you look at Jackson Hillhouse coming off the broken finger, was able to get in, played really hard. And Cody Jones is going to be another guy just like Leslie. Those are two young guys that are long on the perimeter that are really going to be able to create some havoc defensively as they grow and get older.
I also thought Brandon Lewis gave you some good minutes tonight. He ended the game with 6 rebounds. You know, that's something that can come into the game. Somebody big coming in the game and give Carter a break.
Absolutely. You know, with Brandon, you remember, he hasn't played basketball since he was a freshman.
That's incredible.
He was a freshman that, quite frankly, sat the bench. No one ever thought about putting him in a game. And then during the COVID year, he didn't play. We cut him last year, and he made us eat our words. And you got to respect it. He made us eat our words by how his work ethic. He changed his body completely. He grew, developed a better left hand. And now, you know, again, when guys are gone, the moments arise. Yes. Can you produce? And he did some things that we saw, and I'm sure when we go back on film and watch, we're going to really like. Again, you can see some of the unfamiliarities, the 3 seconds in the lane, things like that. But like you said, 6 rebounds in probably, what, about 6 minutes of playing time? Maybe.
A fast 6 minutes, yeah.
And he was big. You know, he
did a really good job.
Yes.
I want to ask you, Jason made the comment before the game how nice it would be to get off to a decent start and play with a lead. It's been a long time since we've had that ability to play with a lead. How much of a factor do you think that was here tonight?
I think it was a little bit new to some of the guys, to be honest. I mean, you like to say it as a joke, but it's a fact. We're 3-7. We got a long road to go. But no, I think it was good. I think what you saw is what our guys, and this is something we actually struggled with as a team last year. We struggled with playing with a big lead last year. We were quick to take our foot off the gas pedal. Right. And just kind of like coast through it to a win. This score is very similar to what it was probably here last year, if I had to guess, if we look back. But these guys, where we jumped off those early leads last year, we grew this lead in the third quarter, which is awesome. So what I hope it showed our boys is that, you can never be satisfied. Two, it shows that at any given time, you can have an offensive or defensive explosion. And playing with the lead is you've got to maintain to keep that pressure and maintain it throughout the game. Because otherwise, when you're playing against guys, like kind of like what we've done the last couple games where we fought back but barely got over the hump,
yeah.
We've all been on the other side of that. It's not fun to try to hang on for dear life either.
No.
That's when all the pressure comes to you. So, no, they did a really good job of growing a lead this game, and they did a really good job of finishing. And our bench kept the energy up. They came in, they competed and played hard. And that's also one of the reasons why I really like having young guys on a varsity team, because it's very easy to come into a varsity game. The excitement's there, the varsity moment, that your one shining moment's there. So,
yeah.
So, no, they did a great job in the fourth quarter as well.
Felt like everything really came together exactly the way we needed it, because we've got that 2:45 game tomorrow. Your shorthanded bench tonight, everything really seemed to work out well. So
absolutely, shorthanded game. We're able to limit Ian's minutes in the second half, Geno's minutes, yes. Limit Easton's minutes, limit Carter's minutes. You know, so we're in as good a spot as we can be in going to tomorrow. If you consider the illnesses, we get Jay's, yes. Aiden, and Jackson back. We'll really be able to get some things done. If not, it's the same thing as tonight. You know, next man up, and we'll see Leslie Kelly out in Augustana's court.
And we're going to limit your minutes, too, so you can get these guys out of here and get home and actually get a decent night's sleep.
Excellent. Thank you.
See you up at Augie tomorrow, Coach.
Let's go get another one tomorrow.
Streaks win it tonight, 68-36. We'll come back, take a look at the final stats, give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well, as the Streaks improved to 3-7, blowing out Geneseo here in the Maple Leafs Gymnasium on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Here at Dave's, we get compliments on how clean we are in every department and how we always have the latest technology. But you know what? Our strongest resource is that you feel at home with familiar faces like the ones on our Wall of Fame. You see, our people stay with us. So if the faces and names look familiar to you every time you come, it's because they enjoy working with us and you.
Dave's Auto Body.
Great work, great people.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Basketball on WGIL.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
68-36, the final. Galesburg wins it over Geneseo, snapping a six-game losing streak. Galesburg 3-7, also getting their first Western Big Six Conference victory. And let's not overlook the importance of that also. Get one into the conference victory,
yes,
before,
yes,
you head off to the holiday tournament next,
yes,
week,
and,
too.
And like you said, bigger than anything, we snapped the skid. You know, you never want to be on a losing streak, and especially one that reaches four, five, six games like we have. And to snap that and get back in the win column is a big thing. Hopefully it's a confidence boost for the Streaks, and we go up there tomorrow and maybe we can pull one off on North Scott, play with some more confidence, and back-to-back wins.
Right, you start playing with your chest out and your, yes, shoulders a little,
yes,
bit bigger. You get another win tomorrow. All of a sudden you're thinking, hey, we can do this after all. And,
yes,
next thing you know, you got a three-game winning streak going
go
into the holiday tournament. All right, let's take a look at the final numbers. Our post-game statistics, our final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. We welcome back Streaks junior Sam Satiski with the team numbers. Sam?
To close the game, we finished from the field 29 for 63, shooting 46%. From the three-point line, we were 7 for 17 from 41%. And from the stripe, we finished 3 for 6, continuing our 50%. Geneseo was 15 for 38, shooting 39% from the field. From the three-point line, they were 4 for 14, shooting 28. And from the free-throw line, they had two attempts and made one, making it 50%. We out-rebounded them by 18. We had 39. They had 21. and we had less turnovers than them.
Yay!
We had 10 and they had 16.
All right, let's take a look at the individual scoring numbers, which I think I was able to finish getting added up while you were running through the numbers there. Thank you, Sam. Are you coming with us tomorrow, by the way, to Augie?
No, you better believe
it. Oh, you're not going to miss that, are you? You're intrigued by that whole Iowa-Illinois shootout thing, aren't you? And a shot clock again, too. But that really wasn't much of a factor on Tuesday night. All right, individual team numbers. No players in double figures for Geneseo. Jacob Harris and Landon Nordstrom each finished with 9. Lonnie Couture had 8. Cruz Ludwig had 6 for the Maple Leafs, 2 each for Mason Beeler and Easton Smith. Mason Lovig and Max Biddle did not score for Geneseo. For the Silver Streaks, Carter Clary led the way, 16 points, another double-double with 12 rebounds. Easton Steck, 13. Geno Williams had 12. Geno also had 6 rebounds. Then we go to Ian Dominique. Hopefully he's starting to come out of it a little bit with 3 three-pointers tonight. 9 points is where he finished. Taylen Davis also hit a couple of threes. Those in the fourth quarter for 6. Nolan Carl and the freshman Leslie Kelly each with 5. And then we go Brandon Lewis with 2. And I don't have anybody else in the scorebook. But Tyree Taylor, Cody Jones, Jackson Hillhouse, Jamal Waters all got in. And they did get into the scorebook, each with some rebounds and some assists and so on.
Everybody did a little something tonight.
Everybody contributed. Yep, absolutely.
That's what you like to see out of a team effort.
And I did want to follow up on Coach Thompson's point. I wasn't going to keep him here in the process of doing it, but I actually, when I was looking at our games from last year, I actually had that thought. I was like, man, one of these games we played, and I feel like it was up here, we got off to a fast start. Uh-huh. And then just stalled, much in the way that he was describing in the postgame. And sure enough, it was this game up here last year. We were up 16-4 at the end of the first quarter. We thought, okay, here we go. It's time to have some fun and have an early night. And then we got outscored in the second quarter by 1. It was an 11-point lead at half. But, I mean, you know, we weren't feeling all that great about the 11-point lead. It's like, man, we should have been up more. And then we were only up, well, let's see, late in the third quarter. We were up 9, and all of a sudden we went on this little run, and we ended up outscoring him in the third quarter only by 2, but it was this little mini run at the end of the third quarter that got us up 4, and then we opened it up in the fourth quarter and blew him out the rest of the way 19-7, and that was the kind of thing he was talking about. Yep. It was nice to see that transpire a lot quicker here tonight.
Yeah, you like to keep foot on the gas at all times.
Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game when we come back. Streaks win at 68-36. Final thoughts from Geneseo next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger,
Alan Palmer,
Carrie Walters,
and Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
One time I went over to the cities, and oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Final thoughts are Dave Zottabody, Crunch Time Player of the Game from Geneseo, as the Streaks win it tonight 68-36. We're going to let Sam give his vote. Come on, Sam, turn that microphone back on. All right. Get your 2 cents in on your vote for the Dave Zottabody Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Well, Mr. Benowitz, I think without a doubt it's Leslie Kelly the fourth, the freshman.
Because?
Well, he came in off the bench, sixth man, and he was explosive, and he gave us – in the third quarter, he knocked down 2 buckets. He had a jumper and a 3, I think.
Yep.
And he had a couple boards, and he was just overall a spark. It was really good to see him get his first 2 baskets on varsity.
And it was a decisive third quarter, too.
It
Jason?
Was, yeah, it was. I'm going to agree with Sam. I was trying to decide between him and Brandon Lewis, and I'm going to go with the freshman. I absolutely love the way the kid played defense tonight. He moves his feet. He doesn't reach, stays in front of his man. And that's something the Streaks can use going forward, you know, a defensive stopper type guy.
Yeah. And the situations when we go down to Taylorville, when you're playing five games in 3 days, a game like this for a lot of these guys who maybe haven't had a whole lot of time up to this point, those are the kinds of games where they could really play big roles in five games in 3 days. So, Sam, well done. Nominee for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game clinches it here tonight. Leslie Kelly Jr., the fourth, our freshman. All right, back at it tomorrow, 2:45 from the Iowa-Illinois shootout against unbeaten North Scott, a team, the only team the Silver Streaks have not defeated among those that they have played in the long history of the Iowa-Illinois shootout. So we'll see if the Streaks can make it happen tomorrow and get it done at 2:45.
Let's hope we change that and go get our second win in as many nights.
And Illinois needs it. We got to break that Iowa six-year winning streak, too.
Yeah, that's got to come to an end, too.
We'll be with it 2:25 tomorrow from the Carver Center at Augustana. Hope you can be with us there for the Streaks against North Scott. The freshmen win it here tonight. The Streaks varsity wins it here tonight. And Moline did defeat Quincy at Wharton Fieldhouse for sole possession, a first place in the Western Big Six. For Sam Satiski, for Jason Wessels, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from Geneseo.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.